Please wait. Audio boom.
So this is the weather right now.
Some Nichols, maybe a couple of quarters, especially down by Pink, and then up here in Edmond, very heavy rain, flooding rains here, yes. Say that again. 150th and Northwest Penn, Pennsylvania. That'd be up around the Sams, would it not? Somewhere up around through the Sams, north of Quail Springs Mall. So that's, say what was...
What mile north of it?
Is underwater. Is underwater and closed. So 1 mile north of Quail Springs Mall, underwater and closed. So it really gives you an idea, doesn't it? This rain has been extremely heavy, but it hasn't been as heavy as Wednesday, but we had Wednesday. So there's nowhere for this water to go. It can't soak into the ground, and it has to run off. So this rain that we're getting is causing some pretty severe flooding. That's why the flash flood warning continues. And it's going to continue a while longer in the evening hours because this next wave of rain is coming in from the west. And the hail sizes here are not as big, maybe a few nickels, that's it. But the rain's going to come right back in. It's going to aggravate the flooding problem for sure. And we're going
to pause button.
Additional extensive
double dash tap to select.
In Cleveland, Oklahoma, Canadian, Northern McLean, and Grady counties. Extensive additional flash flooding. And that may extend up into Lincoln County and even up into Pottawatomie County. But from Wednesday, the hot spot of the rain was Southern Oklahoma, all of Cleveland, all of Northern McLean. So Southwest Oklahoma, this is a big supercell here. Earlier did produce a few tornadoes. There's no tornado warning on it now. It's going down the Red River, Waurika, over toward Ringling and Hilton, and then Ardmore. That one still has huge hail. Threat for tornadic activity there. Very intense lightning, damaging wind, and plenty of rain. Just general rain for you folks in Northern Oklahoma. Not a big problem there. Ponca City, Perry, getting rain. We can just kind of bank that. Fill up the farm ponds a little bit more. Nothing to be concerned about in Northern Oklahoma whatsoever. It's cool, and it's considerably more stable there. Still a lot of risk in effect. The main threat of tornadic activity, as it has been today, has been down the Red River Valley. We had earlier a few weak nozzle cyclones here in central Oklahoma. Never a major tornado concern. There has been a little bit of wind damage down.
I'm going to pause this, and then when something else interesting comes, I'm going to play.
Please wait. Audio boom.
All right, so I have lost signal on my TV. Not really unusual. That's what happens when it starts to rain. In this room, the signal, the satellite is crappy for some reason when it comes to rain and heavy cloud coverage. I'm going to pause this for just a minute. I'm going to see if I can get some good rain and thunder sound for y'all. So hang on.
Pause button. Please wait. Audio boom. Charging stop. Battery level 100%. Check charging cover for protection against water damage. Firmly seal the charging cover before you... your radio. Pause button. Alert, emergency alert. Flashlight warning. Emergency. Flashlight. Type colon severe. Okay button. Messaging. Audio boom. Pause button.
Okay. Let's see. You can hear that. There you go. Sorry about that loud alarm, I know. It is.
Record. Pause button. Please wait. Audio boom. Pause button. Please wait. Audio boom.
Oh.
Maybe it was for you.
Thank you.
come on in. You can come out under the carport.
Is Scarlett and you over?
Yeah, there is. Give me a look at it real quick.
No, it's...
Give me all right. You're on the phone.
Recording. 5: play recording. 6:0.83. 3: pause. Play button. Disable. Pause button. Play button. Pause button.